everyone, to the Truth Provided broadcast. This is Nicholas from Presence of God Ministry. The website is www.remnantofgod.org. If you have any questions you would like addressed on future programs, send me off an email at questions@remnantofgod.org. If you would like copies of today's program or any past programs, click the Antique Radios on the main page of the website and surf to the archives section from there. You can listen online to past programs, or if you prefer, you can just download the MP3s and listen to them later and burn them to CD or whatever you do. All right, as I was saying before the break, the headline reads, Child Sacrifices in London. June 16th, 2005. This is by Richard Edwards, crime reporter on the Evening Standard. It says, boys from Africa are being murdered as human sacrifices in London churches. They are brought into the capital to be offered up in rituals by fundamentalist Christian sects, according to the shopping report by Scotland Yard. Hey, stopping there for a minute. Christian sects are sacrificing children? Does it look like a negative PR campaign is going on here to make Christians look bad? I mean, you're banning Bibles in London. You're banning Bibles in Canada. I just got an article this morning. I didn't get a chance to read. I just saw the headline in regards to now they're banning Bibles in Korea. It's against the law in China, who will, by the way, have diplomatic ties with the Vatican by 2008. That's guaranteed already. It's already set in stone. So, years ago they coined the phrase Christian terrorist when they got that one so-called Olympic bomber. What was his name? I forget his name. I got it in my urgent breaking news section of the website, in the archives of that. I have the actual article that came out where they actually coined the phrase Christian terrorist. So, it's a no-brainer as to what they're doing here. They're trying to make us look as bad as they possibly can. It's kind of like what Hitler did with the Jews, okay, right before he decided to sew them up. Or try to, anyway. Continuing, the article says, followers believe that powerful spells require the deaths of unblemished male children. Police believe such boys are trafficked from cities such as Kinshasa, where they can be bought for as little as 10 lira. I don't know how many dollars that is in cents. Well, in American money, but 10 lira doesn't seem like an awful lot. The report leaked ahead of its publication next month also cites examples of African children being tortured and killed after being identified as witches by church pastors. Okay, where have we heard this before? Wasn't it in the Roman Catholic-influenced witch trials a couple of hundred years ago in this nation? I mean, it worked fine then. Why not now? You know what always amazed me? They would say if the witch... You remember the dunking chairs that they had? I always thought this was comical. Even as a little kid when I was reading this, I thought, you got to be kidding me. You mean to tell me if she's a witch and you put her underneath the water in that dunking chair that you lock her on, you know, it's like a gigantic seesaw, and she sat on one end of the seesaw, and they had a weight on the other end of the seesaw, and when they took the weight off, she would end up in the lake, underwater completely. And if she was able to escape and not drown, well, then she was a witch. I don't see the common sense here either. I know if she drowns, which they all did, then she wasn't a witch. Oh, well, our bad. It just makes no sense. And this kind of stuff is like in London, of all places, now they're, you know, with these, you know, witch trials or whatever they're doing. Isn't this where the richest witch on earth lives? You know who I'm talking about, J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter book. She's made over $1 billion. She's the richest female author on the planet. How can they hate and love witches at the same time? Well, I guess this is par for the course here as well. I mean, Tony Blair proclaims torture is a bad thing. Naughty, naughty. Well, you ain't going to deport anybody out of our country into your country if you're going to put the old thumbscrews to them. Yet, in Oxford University, which, if I'm not mistaken, is in his area, torture is literally being allowed full permission, as well as United States government funding. Confused? No, it's the end times, people. behavior like this is the norm. You think someone is trying to make what they call fundies look bad? It's always been the case. They, you know, if it has anything to do with the truth that Jesus Christ had to offer, the devil's going to do everything he can to manipulate the people's minds to make them think that is what's evil and his evil's good. And if you don't think this is their agenda to make fundies look bad, listen to this next article. Their fearless leader is in up to it, in up to his hilt on this one. Headline reads, this is from May 24th, Reuters reporting, it says, Italy investigating 186 over child torture site. I guess it's a website. It says, Italian police are investigating 186 people, including three Roman Catholic priests, after uncovering an internet pornography site for pedophiles that showed young children being tortured, an official said Tuesday. You know, besides the fact that three Roman Catholic priests are in on this, anyone notice that even after the Vatican proclaimed no more priests would be caught molesting, we see this going on? Now do you see the fruits of John Paul II's decision to overturn the suggested zero-tolerance laws of its church to prevent such decadence? I mean, all the bishops, which is confusing enough to me, were all for this zero-tolerance. In other words, if you were caught or suggested, zero-tolerance, boom, you're out of there. But John Paul II removed it. It's as I said so many times before, if the Vatican jails or fires their priests for what they love to do, and I'm not going to, you know, graphically describe it, but you know what I'm talking about, then they will have nobody to run their churches. Zero tolerance was impossible for him to agree to simply because it would mean the church would collapse for lack of priests. I mean, when somebody walked up, and I can just see it happening. John Paul II goes, okay, everybody says zero tolerance, everything's okay, let's do it, let's do zero tolerance. And all of a sudden, one of the big guys, one of the prelates, walks up to the Pope and he says, you know, I hate to tell you this, but take a look at the numbers here. The grand majority of the priests, Your Holiness, happen to be child molesters. If we do zero tolerance, we're going to be shut down. That's common sense, folks. So once again, we see them placing their own children on the chopping block to save the huge amounts of cash flowing into Rome. And it's sad. I mean, pray for the Catholic people. A grand majority of the Catholic, especially in like third world countries and even, you know, not so third world countries. I mean, these people just don't. I was Catholic 29 years in America, okay, where you've got a little bit better opportunity to get information. And I didn't know this stuff was going on behind closed doors. You know, so many people will call my ministry a Catholic bashing ministry, and they don't realize, look, if it was a Catholic bashing ministry, then why do I bother warning Catholics? If I was out to bash them, I'd let them all burn and, you know, and go to hell in a handbasket. I wouldn't care. If I had a hatred for the Catholics, then everything could be understood as it being a bashing, you know, ministry. But I'm giving them, like the scripture says, have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Well, that happens to be the case now. For all those Catholics listening, and I know you're listening, your emails prove it, when are you going to decide to leave this church? Now, I'm not talking to those of you that are going to send me hate mail and, you know, or threats or whatever. I'm talking to those of you that truly want to please the Lord your God. I know you're there. I, too, was a Catholic, like I said, many years ago, who was unaware of what the church leaders were up to. I had a strong desire to please my God, even as a Catholic. So I know you're there. I know the Lord's people are in every church. That's why Revelation 18 was written. Come out of her, my people, he says. He doesn't come out of her, you guys. He says, my people. It's your child, and even if, let's say you're a mom and pop, and you got kids, it's your child's spiritual life, and even natural life, that you're gambling with here. Doesn't that mean anything to you? Wouldn't you want the best for your child? I mean, you going to hand him a snake or a loaf of bread? I mean, is it really worth the chance to have your child subjected to a child-molesting priest? I mean, don't think it can't happen to you. They're everywhere now, and most likely in your local parish. 100% of the people that, you know, are frighteningly, you know, awakened to this problem when their own child gets molested say, man, we, You just never knew. Like when I found out about it in our neighborhood when we were kids growing up, and this one priest, Norman Mayday, got busted. Everybody was like, wow, this is insane. This guy takes us to football games, hockey games. He was the most gentle and loving man you ever knew. And, you know, so the fact that they are woman haters that refuse to get married would be a good tip, don't you think? Common sense, something's wrong here. Even Peter, their supposed first pope, was married, it says in Scripture. Prophecy plainly says in Daniel 11, verse 37, that these men will be homosexuals, and the evidence has been tallied, and the majority of the priests are, in fact, homosexual. So, are you going to gamble your child's life? If so, you are the one that's going to be handing him the snake instead of the loaf of bread, and you're the one that's going to be held accountable. Moving right along, the article says that police said the anonymous website has been protected by a password and was only accessible for 9 days last year in an apparent effort to avoid detection. But a tip-off to a child abuse telephone helpline allowed computer experts to track down the users. Besides the Roman Catholic priests, police also believe a mayor, a teacher, and a doctor downloaded illegal videos. The children on the films were aged between 4 and 8 at most. Some were abused, others were even tortured, said Dominique DeSalma, coordinator of the Police Computer Investigation Task Force. Now, let me explain something to those listening. When sin enters into the heart of a person, they have a bit of excitement and a rush to some extent, you know? The feeling they get needs to be fed. So the sin continues and the excitement or pleasure grows as well. It then escalates to a point where more decadence is required to gain the higher rush. We all know. I'm not saying anything we as humans don't know. Kind of like the shoplifter that escalates to stealing cars later on in life, or the pot smoker that starts to shoot up heroin. All sin runs this gamut. Homosexuality is on a bit of a higher plane of sin because it starts off pretty decadent. Once the decadence becomes a natural high, and before long, more and more intense forms of sin are craved to get the same high. I mean, what's next now? They're torturing the kids. Do you remember back in the 70s and 80s when it was alerted in the media, the thing called snuff films? We all know what a snuff, well, some of us don't, but a snuff film is just a porn. But the poor girl that they talked into doing the porn does not realize that at the end of the film, they kill her on film. And this was something that people purchased. And this is what they're doing now with the children, though. This is why we see Catholic priests going beyond pedophilia and child rape. Now perhaps more people will understand what led the Catholic priest to torture that teenager in his basement a year or so ago. Continuing, the article says, police have confiscated computers across Italy, but have not yet pressed charges as they continue with their investigation. The head of an Italian child protection organization said the case, which was centered on the Mediterranean island of Sicily, was just the tip of an iceberg. Dismay turns to uncontrollable rage when you are confronted by these images, which not even the most hardened maker of horror films could bear to watch. Antonio Mazzaro of the Observatory of Child Rights was quoted as saying by ANSA news agency, pedophilia has assumed emergency proportions and should be the top of the government agenda. Problem is, with that suggestion, is that the Vatican, folks, has been proven to be the largest known organized group of child rapists in both historic as well as modern day. So don't expect a big rush or a push on this agenda. In fact, if some do end up in court, you can expect the judges to order the media to keep quiet about it, and sure enough, they'll clam up, as they did here in the States. Oh, and by the way, to further illustrate the Roman Catholic priesthood's desire to continue on business as usual with these little boys, this next article came out on August 5th. Headline, Principal Arrested on Sex-Related Charges. A Polk County Catholic High School is getting off to a rocky start this year after the school's principal, Brother Anthony Lazzetti, was arrested by the sheriff's office Thursday afternoon on sex-related charges. The arrest happened during an undercover investigation into public lewd activity at Saddle Creek Park. Channel 9 spoke with Lazzetti about the new computer program at Santa Fe Catholic High School before he was arrested on charges he solicited an undercover male officer. The Catholic Diocese of Orlando has acted quickly on the issue. Spokeswoman Carol Bernardi said Lazzetti, 61, has been taken off the job. Brother Anthony has been removed from his position as principal pending the outcome of the investigation. Bernardi said Ms. Glenda Pierce will serve as acting principal until these matters have been resolved. We pray for Brother Anthony and all those involved. The incident has caught the school off guard. This has was to have been Lizetti's second year, I get this, second year as a principal at that school. The school's website said he had been a principal, however, for 32 years somewhere else. Classes are set to begin on Monday. So, principal for 32 years, and just 2 years after joining this school, he's caught doing this? Kind of makes you wonder what the Vatican covered up 2 years ago that caused him to move from his previous job of 30 years. All right? And yes, the wonderful wisdom of John Paul II's decision to strike down zero tolerance floats atop the sewage once again. Had the zero tolerance been pushed forward, this man wouldn't be a principal or a priest. Daniel said so long ago in Daniel chapter 11, verse 37, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers nor the desire of women. How blunt do you want the prophecies, folks? One more thing to make it even more disgusting, as well as appear even more hopeless for those that seek to warn the Catholic people about the danger that their wonderful, beautiful little children are in. Headline. Paper. : Police helped hide abuse claims. This is by the Associated Press, July 31st, 2005, Toledo, Ohio. It says, police helped the Catholic Diocese of Toledo cover up sex abuse allegations for several decades, refusing to investigate or arrest priests suspected of child molestation, a newspaper reported Sunday. The Toledo Blade, relying on interviews with former officers and a review of a court and diocese records, found at least five instances since the 1950s of police covering up allegations of abuse. Four former police officers said, Police Chief Anthony Bosch, a Catholic, who headed the Toledo Department from 1956 to 1970, established an unwritten rule that priests could not be arrested. You would have been fired, said Gene Fodder, who served on the force from 60 to 81. Now, do you see why child molesters became Catholic priests? Now, it's not the other way around. People think that a Roman Catholic priest becomes a molester, but no, the odds are that the molester becomes the priest. They know the church and its minions will protect them. Many people think it's only the Vatican hiding all this, and so it's not as bad as some think. What they fail to realize is there are Roman Catholic police chiefs, lawyers, judges, senators, congressmen, and soon there may be even yet another Roman Catholic judge residing in the highest court of the land, the Supreme Court, by John Roberts, who, by the way, has been exposed as a homosexual activist by literally thousands of news magazines on and offline. When the demons prodded for the naming of this church, they weren't kidding as to the desires and or agenda of it. The word Catholic in English means universal, and now we see that more and more today. Every aspect of life is now pro-Catholic. If you molest a child, you'll have a better chance of getting off scot-free if you're a Roman Catholic priest. Many have suggested that the celibate lifestyle of the Roman priest is the catalyst that allows for such decadence, and to some extent, this is the case. But you're going to have that homosexual desire already built in there. I mean, a heterosexual man's not going to have a desire for a little kid. It just ain't normal. However, it has been found more and more plausible that homosexuals seeking the flesh of children are, in fact, desiring the office of priest because of all the perks. I mean, if you get caught raping a little boy, odds are a Catholic chief of police will prevent your arrest because of his ingrained loyalty to the church, or a Roman Catholic judge will dismiss the charges on technicalities, as we have seen often and often here in America. You know, if you do end up getting arrested, there's going to be a Catholic judge. Or if you end up in jail, well, Roman Catholic senators now and congressmen will have you out and free to molest at no time at all, as we saw happen in Texas and California and other states back in February of 2004. How soon we forget, eh? Hundreds of these guys got out, and a lot of them were Roman Catholic priests, they said. It wasn't just the priests. I did a newsletter and a radio broadcast about this. How everybody was up in arms in these counties saying, you can't believe how many hundreds of men are getting out that are convicted child molesters, and they're not even being registered you know, as sex offenders. It's sickening. All because the Vatican needs its priests out, and of course, with that comes some of these, you know, problems where, okay, if the priest gets out, the guy that's in the cell next to him's got to get out too. All right, continuing, the article says, in some cases, that resulted in charges. Authorities blocked the release of files to the public, and others, priests, were transferred to different churches or sent away for treatment. The priest, Robert Lamentia, who oversaw the transfer of a priest who was suspected of abusing a boy, said church officials knew police would not investigate. Of course, the church officials knew the police would not investigate. When I was a Catholic, it was a blessing to do something for a priest. Everyone wished they could be, you know, so blessed. So as soon as these police let the priest continue on without any arrest, they would let their church leaders know of their good deeds so as to receive the recognition they so craved. This is what happens when you worship creatures over the Creator, as prophecy said would be the end result of this church. The Catholic religion is designed to glorify mankind and mankind alone. You walk into a Catholic church and you see a dead Jesus on a cross, or a dead Jesus in the arms of his mother, or an infant Jesus in the arms of his mother, or St. Christopher, and many different so-called saints as well. In all cases, Jesus is either dead or an infant, unable to help you because he's a baby. But when you look at the statues of Mary or Joseph or any other so-called saint, they are all alive and well. They are pictured with grandiose halos or lightning bolts in their hands, or walking victorious in battle, or standing proud and erect. And all of them have kneelers before them so that you can bow before them in worship. This is Satan's masterpiece on earth. He has been able to make evil appear holy and true holiness appear evil. And all of this is done in the name of Jesus Christ, no less. This is the ultimate wolf in sheep's clothing. This is why they have a network of loyal subjects that would literally die for the Pope or even one of his pedophile priests. They look to these men in the only way they know how. From childhood, they are taught to treat these men with deep reverence and worship. I mean, come on. Why do you think these men were telling the children they could kiss Jesus if they kissed them? Or if they allowed the priest to do as he pleased upon their innocent little bodies, Jesus would be greatly pleased and they would be especially blessed. I mean, even Michael Jackson understood that theology when he talked about Jesus juice. If, in fact, Michael Jackson molested these little boys. All this is in piles of court documents on the Vatican. When I was a Catholic, I was taught in the church that the church came first in all matters of life. At a very early age, they taught us that we were citizens of America and Rome at the same time. And if Rome asked us to stand against our homeland, we were obliged to do so. Refusal meant eternal hellfire. We were also taught that any time a priest was accused of an evil act, it was always a lie and never to be believed. They twisted prophecies and statements Jesus made about the priests being under attack by evil agents, and we should do all we can to help the priest. Keep in mind, this is drilled into the children's head early on. And when they are the victim of a priest, all of this comes to light before their eyes. This is why most cases are never reported by a child. The children fear being looked upon as agents of Satan. Because the nuns and priests are telling them, look, if you say anything, you know, you're, you know, evil. The children literally fear as, you know, being looked upon as agents of Satan for turning in that priest. They are conditioned to love and respect. And when the child did report the priest, all the children in the school were taught to look upon that child as well as their parents as evil people seeking to destroy the church. Yet, all the time, the church knows the priest is guilty, as do the police. The article goes on with more about that as well, about how some of the police officers wanted to say something, and all the other police officers that were Catholics literally gave them hell on earth for doing it, or even suggesting it. Well, it looks like we're running out of time. I'm not going to be able to finish the article, but it does have somewhat of a happy ending. One of the police officers does come forward. A priest does end up getting arrested. The officer is now retired, but he has stated in the article that he maintains his own files off or outside of the police station because he has a fear that they are going to end up being lost conveniently. Keep these people in prayer, folks, that are trapped in this church and any church that embraces the teachings of Babylon. Revelation 18 isn't a joke. It's literally saying, come out of her, my people. Jesus Christ is coming back soon. He wants his children to come home with him. So keep them in prayer. Anyway, this is it for this week, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Please try to catch us again next week. If you are unable to catch the program on the radio as it is aired, simply go to remnantofgod.org, click the Antique Radios on the main page, That page will bring you to the archives of this program as well as past programs. Listen online or download MP3s at your leisure. This is Nicholas from Presence of God Ministry saying, until next time, I pray the Lord blesses you and yours with the desire to be the Christian He created you to be. And remember, the truth is provided in the Word of God. God bless.